Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A 40-year-old Bucks County man is accused of torturing and killing his dogs because he was upset after a conversation with his mother. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
According to the affidavit of probable cause, George Ash told police when he got back to his home on Essex Lane in Newtown after visiting his mother in a nursing home on January 18th, he started kicking his dogs, Shiloh, a 9-year-old Beagle Collie mix, and Blake, a 7-year-old Beagle Lab mix, before stabbing them repeatedly and killing them, Bucks County District Attorney Jen Shorn.
To say the defendant's actions were inhumane is an understatement. They were sadistic. He believed he was belittled by a family member who he had just recently visited, so he came home and for hours beat his two dogs.
Bucks County SPCA Chief Humane Officer Nikki Thompson.
We are working with Newtown Township Police and the Bucks County District Attorney's Office to gain justice for Shiloh and Blake, the two beagles who were tragically and horrifically killed by someone who they knew well.
Ash is charged with 2 felony counts of aggravated cruelty to animals and could face a maximum of 18 years in prison.
Shorn says he turned the knife on himself before calling police, causing what she describes as superficial wounds. A Philadelphia teenager has been arrested for firing a gun during the Eagles' victory celebration in Center City on Sunday night, which injured a 20-year-old man. Amir Wright faces aggravated assault and gun charges, accused of shooting the victim in the hip and torso area in the crowd of fans at 13th and Chestnut. Investigators gathered a body camera, cell phone, and surveillance videos, which they say led to the identity of the 18-year-old Wright. Police served a warrant on Wright's house in North Philadelphia and say they found the clothing he was wearing, the gun, and his cell phone, and he was arrested. The 20-year-old victim is expected to fully recover. The former police commissioner of the city of Chester is facing a number of charges after his alleged involvement in a hit-and-run. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
Reckless driving and careless driving are just a few of the offenses Pennsylvania State Police have filed against Stephen Gretzky. Gretzky, the now former police commissioner of the city of Chester, was involved in a collision near the intersection of East 22nd Street and Hyatt Street in Chester early Monday morning, according to officials who say he left the scene without providing personal or insurance information. They say there were no injuries in the incident where Gretzky hit a parked vehicle while driving a black SUV. Gretzky retired from his post Tuesday.
Major Katrina Blackwell is serving as acting commissioner while the city of Chester searches for a new police commissioner. Police used an iPad to track down a 4-year-old who was inside an SUV that was stolen from Strawberry Mansion. It was shortly before midnight when a woman left her Toyota RAV4 running with her kid inside while she ran into a family member's house near 30th Street and Susquehanna Avenue. While she was inside, someone stole the car. Luckily, the kid had an iPad, and Chief Inspector Scott Small says they were able to use it to follow the car.
So we had a family member on the phone who was able to track the vehicle, and we notified our aviation unit, so we kept giving real-time updates of the location of the vehicle.
They eventually tracked down the car a few blocks away at 29th and Flora. The child was in the back seat still sleeping, but the car thief was gone. Investigators are checking surveillance video to see if they can get a picture of the thief. Wegmans shoppers, check your freezer. The food chain is recalling its store brand frozen chicken nuggets because they may contain bone fragments. The recall applies to the Wegmans 46-ounce family pack bag. The affected products were sold at Wegmans stores throughout Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, along with several other states. No illnesses have been reported, but Wegmans says it became aware when people started complaining of bones in the nuggets. Anyone who's purchased the chicken nuggets is urged to throw them away or return them to the store for a refund. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.